Hello and welcome back to another episode of A Clown in Transit. This is Angaga, your host. Thank you for tuning in. As 2020 ended, I had promised myself I will not do this episode, but due to public demand, pubic demand, not really public, because no one is asking for it.
Anyway,
I'm just going to do it either way, in as much as did not want to or did not intend to do it. Here is me doing it. A summary of 2020. I was really tempted to say that it was a nothing year. Basically, nothing happened in 2020, but, well, I'd be really lying and doing myself injustice if I said that about 2020. It's been quite the year. It was, oh, damn. Did I say Happy New Year? Yeah, Happy New Year. Anyway, it was not that bad. It was not just a nothing and then a small sherehe and then a pandemic. Boom. No, it was better than that. So I'm going to give you my version of 2020, a little breakdown of it. That was a long intro. But before we jump into anything or skip, I feel the need to give a disclaimer because this episode is not an enlightening episode. And a few people will not be able to relate to the things I'm going to say on this episode. So if you find yourself not relating to some of these things, we not really apologize, but it's just too bad that you don't relate. Especially people who are rich, because I will discriminate against you the same way money discriminates my wallet. You know, it's not my fault. The world is a shitty place. This episode is also not for the fit and people who are going through a health journey workout thing. It's not for you. You'll get offended. It's also not for people who are body positive, people who are sexually liberated, optimists, employed people, dog owners, couples, extroverted people, crocodiles, buckets, vegetables, donkeys, carpenters. Okay. You know what? I'm just naming random things.
Anyway, so
before we get into it, I feel the need to give a big shout out to the 964 listens I've had on my podcast so far. It's barely a year, but we have gotten this far, and I'm grateful to each and every one of you who tunes in to it, and the 38 consistent listeners. And also those who tell me that they've listened to it and they've not. You filthy pigs, I know you have not. But I forgive you either way because niko na roho safi. So anyway, yeah, let's jump right into it. The first topic is the education / employment. And I feel the need to first announce that I am finally done with school. So for all those people who kept asking me, unamaliza shule when? Here is me. I am very much available for those jobs, those gigs, those dates, those pregnancies and marriage proposals that were to come my way. I am here. I'm here now. I'm ready. Just bring it. Bring it. Because it seems like you guys had an AGM and for some reason you all went in my... Rudini, please stop ghosting me like that. Just come back. I'm ready for you. And well, we're still at it. Let me just make it clear that in 2021, I will be breathing. So for those who keep asking me what my plans are for 2021, I will be breathing. And let me make it clear that I no longer have dreams and aspirations. Not really, but I will not be answering you by giving you long sentences about what I aspire to be or what my dreams and plans for 2021 are. I am going to be breathing. So do not expect for me to tell you anything. 2020 was that year that I tolerated your nonsense and tried to conform to the norm of telling people what my aspirations are. I won't be lying in 2021. 2021, my aspiration is to be alive and mentally stable. Capish? You're not going to answer, but it's okay. Anyway, I am happy for each and every person who has found their purposes in life. The purpose in life, for those who are pursuing careers and those who are starting new jobs, for those who are making marks in their lives. I'm really proud of each and every one of you. But I will not fail to mention that it seems that there's a trend with people, immediately you finish one thing, they'll still want to ask about your next. So please stop doing that. I don't know if I'm the only person, but I feel very uncomfortable when people start asking me what my next is. I don't know, man. You know, I might be planning and then I die tomorrow. So don't ask me that. I don't know what my next is. It'll come when it'll come. And that's on period. Yeah, I had to use that because it's cool. Yeah, I'm cool like that.
And that's on period.
Anyway, it has taken me a whole pandemic to accept that I have been a coward chasing things that I didn't really understand or didn't really know. And people will never stop expecting that. They will never stop expecting to hear you have big dreams in chasing paper. But for me, in 2021, you will not hear that here. So I'm sorry. Move along. It's not here. Whatever you're looking for, is you won't find here. Just move along. Enda tu. Acha udaku. Enda. Next thing, topic number two, idealism and ideals and beliefs in 2020. So it was an almost year, honestly, for me. I found myself being in the verge of not taking any side. I was just in between being a conservative and being a leftist. And for a terrible year, I was caught between being angry and extremely unbothered. I mean, the level of nonfuckery was just, it's quite interesting how unfuckwithable I was. I mean, how unbothered I was with things. And it's not anything that should be fascinating or sound interesting for me to say. And I'm not really proud to say that I was really unbothered by what was going on around me. It's not that I didn't know, but I just didn't want to be bothered by it, because the more bothered I was by it, the more chances of me getting angry by things that I'm not saying that I cannot change, but I can be a part of change. Anyway, what I'm trying to, why am I even trying to justify myself? I was very unbothered in 2020. And I saw a lot of people become more aware of the injustices around them and how life is pretty much unfair and quite effed up. But we saw it. I saw it in your post. And I'm really proud of each and every one of you that finally became awake or awoke. Whatever you want to put there as a vocabulary, it's your choice. We advocate for choice in this podcast. Anyway, some of you channeled their anger to activism. To being activists, and we saw it in your posts how passionate you guys were, and yes, that's good. Yeah, kudos. Anyway, on most days I was caught up between the red pill and the blue pill. You know, the red pill is using things and wanting to change them, and actually internalizing what you have just realized and what you have learned in life and from the internet. And the blue pill is just me sitting back, realizing what is happening, but not really wanting to make any change with it. So I was caught in between the red pill and the blue pill. I didn't know which pill to take, so I decided to take the chill pill.
Chill. Anyway, so.
Yeah. Way better. So on most days, I was just in between. And I'm not really proud, or neither am I ashamed. I am just satisfied. I think that's the right word for it. And it took a whole pandemic for me to acknowledge that there will never be change if the conservatives refuse to realize that some norms are outdated and we need to change them. And the leftists realize that in as much as they channel their anger into things, people will always still view them as just angry people and people on the streets who keep shouting and keep protesting things. So yeah, that's just it. Fornication. yes, we jumped so swiftly. I mean, it's amazing how short my wisdom lasts. But yeah, 2 minutes. Yeah, it lasts 2 minutes. That's some progress. Anyway, fornication. Let's talk about sex. And I would have gone ahead and talked about how much I fornicated on 2020. In 2020, but that was not it. We're going to be talking about my cat's fornication, because it seemed like my cat was having more sex than I was, than I ever will.
They ask you how you are, you just have to say that you're fine when you're not really fine, but you just can't get into it because they would never understand.
Basically. Damn. Anyway, yes, we're going to be talking how promiscuous my cat was, because it's the... I really didn't want to talk about fornication, but I think and feel that it's appealing to some of my listeners. So we're just going to put that word there so that people know we actually talk about fornication on this channel. Why am I even calling it fornication? Because it is fornication for some of you. Anyway, my cat's sex life. I wouldn't have been able to know that it was, but the fact that it gave birth on my bed as a way to remind me how much it was getting, and I wasn't, and mock me, it was fine. It was fine, but wait just till you hear what happened to it. So after the cat gave birth, obviously you're supposed to nurture it and take care of it, but if I'm starving from something and you're getting it, I mean, why not starve you from food? Because, you know, equality. I am a firm believer of equality. So that's just it. I'm a really good person. And truth be told, fornication is very expensive. To be honest, some of you need to hear this, so I'm going to shout this. Fornication is expensive. Ebu, just sit down, uchape hesabu, for 30, umefuliza for 30, ama ta limit yako, umepitia limit yako ya kufuliza. Umefikisha maximum, that's what I mean. Ufikisha maximum, ufulize ati juu unataka kutumia mtu ama because you want to go to someone's place. Iyo pesa, bado haija cover sijui condoms, na for those who take pills, haija cover pills. Do you know that money you would have used it for something else? Can you imagine? Iyo for 30 naweza tumia kununua chipo mwitu ya 50 times 2, iyo ni so. Ninunue samosa za 50 mbili, ama za 40 za nyama because I'm trying to look expensive. Ninunueza nyama. Or, kama mimi ni mtu napenda samosa sana, ninunueza waru ama zandengu. Izo ni ngapi? 5, because moja ni mbao. To top that, niongeze soda. Lita moja ni 110. 110. Iyo ni peke yako, umechapa sherehe kwa nyumba. Na bado sijasema kuna change ilibaki. Change ilibaki. Jioni unaenda place ya mutura. Unakula mutura ya 40. Alafu na tip ule mse mwere wako wa mutura. Because, ni mse. Ni mse wako. Kiswahili. Ngumu. But yeah, that's what I'm trying to say ni tipu msi. Kabla unge kwa hao, unge kwa keja, jitu tana pasua kata tu hivi. Imagine bado mbakisha change. So I don't even understand how you're going to be using that money, sijuu kwa ndakuwa na mtu, mchape 5 minutes, mchoke na each other, and then you just, you know, why waste that time? As I said, I'm not talking to couples, I'm talking to people who are, yeah, tanyi couples. All of you fornicators, I'm talking to you. That being said, I am going to shout this again.
Fornication is expensive. It is not necessary.
You don't have to do that. As I said this before, this episode was not for the rich and the sexually liberated who are willing to sacrifice some luxuries like sleep and your own bed, comfort of your own bed, to get some. Good for you, though. Good for you. Next, trend of finances. Yeah, we told you, we're just doing this thing quick. We're not taking time. Finances, which is going to be really short because there's nothing to talk about there. I'm just a cool boy. My budget was reduced to chipomitu na pasua. As everyone knows, I'm quite a person who likes, you know, the simple things in life. Vitu tu raisi. I don't like these things that are exotic. I'm very simple to deal with. Very simple. So I'm glad my broke self could not be exposed. No one could tell that I was broke in 2020 because I was not spending any money. As I said before, my budget very, very kidogo. And I am so glad that the excuse for it's a pandemic, I can't leave the house was being used. I really didn't even have to struggle with coming up with a perfect excuse for not leaving the house. So yeah. Thank God for the pandemic. So anyway, my budget was reduced to chips mitu and pasua. Oh my God, I already said that. For those who did not notice, I am reading from my book because it's quite difficult to keep up with your senses when you're taking the chill pill. Cannot multitask.
Anyway, so
while we're still at it, let me talk about how I almost turned to being a minimalist because, truth be told, I actually agree with the notions of the movement and I was ready to join it until it hit me that I was not really qualified. To be one, you have to be first rich and live largely and then say, fuck it. So not until you have lived largely and you have enjoyed life to the fullest is when now you can say, you know what, fuck it. I'm tired of having everything around me, being able to afford everything I need. And now I just want to be humble and happy. So I've not gotten to that point. I still need to be rich first. So at the moment, I cannot be a minimalist. I'm not a minimalist. I'm just poor, truth be told. That's what I'm trying to say. But we will get there eventually. So my summary for 2020 was just an almost year for me. I almost became a tailor. I almost became a painter. I almost became an artist. I was almost famous. Almost. I was almost a carpenter. Yeah, I almost made a lot of strides in life. I almost got the perfect, not the perfect body. There's no perfect body. Nothing like perfect. And I almost attained an ideal body. You know, the summer body. Yeah, it was just an almost year. It's the year I almost turned mentally unstable. I mean, other years I wasn't doing very well, but 2020 was a lot. Living with a lot of people in the same house every single day, seeing the same faces, can be disestablishing. I don't know whatever word you want to put there. It just messes with your mental stability once in a while. So the list goes on for the things that I almost did or almost attained in 2020. And I can't keep on saying them because some of them will sound out of this world and inappropriate. So yeah, I will stop at that. So thank you for tuning in. This has been my 2020 summary. There is a lot that I've left outside. Oh my God, yeah. I'm sure you can hear the cock.
Shut the fuck up!
Yeah, that was my 2020 summary. And there's a lot I have not included because as I said before, my brain is not really working when I take the chill pill. So I'm just going to end here. And I think it's time for me to say thank you for tuning in. This has been The Cloud in Transit. And have yourself a lovely whatever it is that's coming your way. Stay safe and stay sane. Bye.